With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Albuquerque State Representative Christine Trujillo has been a decades-long teacher and then advocate for them and for the state's students. She told New Mexico Close Up that the funding for community schools and the education bill signed by the governor this week is the result of years of advocacy for parental involvement.
If we could build schools that incorporated all the resources within one large building, then parents and kids and teachers and family could come and get their needs met. They could use computers, they could get tutoring, all the things that are necessary to help them help their kids. And that's always been my goal. So I'm really proud that the community schools effort is moving forward, because it's been a long time coming.
Trujillo, who's in her fourth term as a representative and serves on the House Education Committee, co-sponsored House Bill 589. As part of the bill, the Education Department will hire a community school coordinator who will set up the services Trujillo has long fought for, that one-stop shop for students from impoverished families. Soon they'll be able to receive dental and medical services without leaving the school campus to get them.
The issue now is simply, how do we get it moving forward, and how do we move to ensure that it doesn't start and then we pull the rug out from under them because there won't be adequate funding in the future? We've got to make sure it's consistent funding.
Those added services Trujillo mentioned will come from partnerships between the Education Department and the Departments of Health and Human Services. In all, schools will get almost $500 million more this year. Lawmakers hope that infusion will satisfy a court order that requires the state to meet the constitutional rights of all students to an adequate education. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.